Three old friends were together at sea, and as they were floating in the boat, they found a bottle, and they picked it up, opened it, and there was a genie. And the genie was so happy and said to them, "I now thank you for my freedom. Now each of you will have one wish." And the first one, genie, said to the genie, "I always wanted to go to Rome and see the Pope." And in an instant, he was in Rome. And Roger said, "I always want to see where Jesus lived." And the same, in seconds, he was in the Holy Land. And then Billy was left alone. He started to cry. And the genie asked him, "What happened?" He said, "Well, I miss my friends. I wish they were here with me." In a second, they were back in the boat. For Billy, being in heaven is not, or being happy is not going somewhere, but being with his friends. Today we hear that the story of the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountain. Why did Jesus reveal himself to the disciples in this way? We probably ask that question. Probably because before this transfiguration, Jesus had told his disciples and predicted of his future that he will suffer, he will die, and he will rise again. And the disciples probably started to wonder if they should believe in this man, Jesus. Some of them probably started to have that idea that maybe they should leave Jesus. And so Jesus took some of them up to the mountain, and there he revealed himself to them. So it is an encouragement for them so they can persevere when the time comes. And as they saw Jesus transfigured on that mountain, they felt at peace, and they saw the glory of Jesus, not an ordinary man, but the glory of God. And so they wanted to stay longer. How often do we feel that way? Do we feel that we are abandoned? We question ourselves when we see women and children slaughtered by terrorists and criminals. We ask ourselves, why didn't God intervene? When we lost a job or a loved one, we ask ourselves, if God really exists, if God is real. When we see bad things happen to good people, we start to wonder, what happened to God? Is God really around, next to us? Let's come together every weekend. This is the moment when we think about being in heaven. We are in heaven. It's not about a place, but it is about being with Jesus, being with God. And so when we come together at Mass, we are together, and God revealed himself. The Mass used to be of heaven on earth. That's what people used to say. Mass is heaven on earth. And the Mass is heaven on earth. When we think about it, we gather together just like the disciples on that mountain. God revealed himself to us through the priests, through the ordinary people like you. He revealed himself to us through the word that we heard, through the scriptures, and then he revealed himself to us through the body and blood of Christ. And so we gather together every week. God revealed himself to us. Let us acknowledge that and feel like the disciples feel that this is heaven. This is heaven. When we have that feeling, this is heaven when we gather and pray at Mass, then we feel good. And so today, and during this Lenten season, we are invited to be with Jesus, to be in the presence of Jesus in prayer. Let us focus on our prayer life more. And because when we pray, we get closer to Jesus. And when we get closer to Jesus, we know that He is always at our side. And no, there is no reason for us to fear. That's when we are in heaven. Heaven is right here, not in somewhere else. But heaven is here with us because Jesus is with us.